and mercy. It comes without any measurement and qualification.
That is why it is.
फिर तो हमारे पास में पैसा नहीं, इसलिए मैं पैसा के लिए आपके पास में आया हूँ। कुछ आप दे दीजिए तो मैं अपनी लड़की की शादी कर दूँ। Brahman was sitting and went to Krishna and told that I have a daughter and I want to give marriage to that daughter. Also, a very beautiful bride or bridegroom. I have selected and fixed the date, but I have no money to give. So I have come to you. He told, what you want? I want gold or money. Oh, you want gold? Because gold is money. So, he made a scale. In India, we have some scale. Taraju, that is called. If any you want to weigh, you give the weight 1 kilo, 2 kilo, 4 kilo, 40 kilo, 100 kilo, and another side we give something. So Krishna made like this. That Brahmin told to Krishna that I want Dan, which I am giving you. So he gave Radhika advance to Brahmin as a donation. He began to weep more loudly that I have won daughter already and giving you all second daughter. I will have to marry first daughter and then second daughter. I have no form for first daughter. How can I give marriage to the second daughter? मैं इसको कैसे दे सकता हूँ? हमारे पास में मनी नहीं है, पहले से घर में बैठी है कन्या, उसी की शादी नहीं दे रहा और ये दूसरी कन्या दे दिया। He began to wait. Then Krishna told that Radhika also began to weep that he has given me to a Brahmin. So, at last, Krishna wetted Srimati Radhika in gold and that gold was given to Brahmin. उन्होंने राधा जी को तराजू में बैठा करके उसको सोने से तौल करके और ब्राह्मण को दे दिया। ब्राह्मण was satisfied and he took that gold. And returned Radhika. So Brahmin like this, he was cheated at all. He could not take Srimati Radhika. If he had taken Srimati Radhika, Krishna was also controlled and whole world was in his hand. But he was so greedy that he took gold, money, but he did that too. So today Brahmins are like that also. They want money. They want only dan. They will not give if they are so rich person, but yet they will want. But actual thing is that yet Deha Kunda, we should give up our this body, this soul, mind, heart, money, everything what we possess. Gurudev has said, to Vaishnava, that Gurudev may offer my soul by everything in the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. This is the main thing, essence of all these things. So, if we have not given our soul, body, mind to Gurudev or any Vaishnava like this, we cannot offer ourselves in the lotus feet of conjugal. So here coming, we should try to give our everything to qualified Guru and to the feet of lotus feet of Radha and Krishna.
So, I am class. We have spoken very nicely and covered many aspects. And he always keep on turning different aspects according to Maharaj's instructions also. Maharaj was enjoying also for some portion of the things he was explaining. He started with one of the most famous poems of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in which he is aspiring for, claiming that I should take birth in Barsana and should get married in Javad. This is the inner desire Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is expressing. Then what will happen? Whatever other bhav and feelings I have at all will go away. And only gopi bhav will stay in me, and in that bhav I will be able to serve Radharani. This is the aspiration of great Acharya like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then Shivanand Prabhu was explaining one thing, that in scriptures it is found that Radharani's glorification has been mentioned, explained by two different manners. Two types of Acharya and Vaishnava and Bhakt has come so far. One who has tried to conceal it, and one who has very openly explained it. He said, in our line of Guru work also, there had been some Acharyas who have taken Radharani inside their heart and kept it closed. Heart is called Gufa. Gufa means cave. And you close it. They do not manifest it to all. But some of our Acharya has very clearly manifested it to all. Why it is so that they have not explained and expressed it clearly? Then he said, in fact, Radharani brings Shingar Ras. And in order to sweeten this ras, it is required that it should be indirect, not direct. And then Maharaj took mic and spoke something before you, that there is a person who knows four language. Who is it? And he is sitting here having a collar box.
Blue eyes.
And has blue eyes. Who is it? So, he says, look, Sri Narayan Maharaj sitting here will not be so much sweet as we'll see, speak like this. This is called indirect description. So our many Vedas and Upanishads were explained by many sages who are really dearer and dearest of Srimati Radharani, but they did not explain Radharani in their narration so vividly and explicitly. They considered it in order to make it more sweet. This is the important point. In Hindi, it is called Parokshavad. What is called? Parokshavad, where you try to conceive. He said that, let us see Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam starts with Gayatri, who is Adhishthati Devi of Gayatri, Radharani, and it ends with Gayatri. So all from the very beginning to end, there is only one tattva prevailing, that is Radharani in Bhagavad, and apparently it appears that Radharani's name is not at all mentioned in Bhagavad. But fact is this, that in each and every particle of Bhagavatam, world of Bhagavatam, Radharani is there. Not only in Bhagavatam, Vedvyasa has mentioned all the scriptures, it contains Radharani. If we take Bhagavatam and we try to analyze Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam starts with Bha. Bha means Urja. Urja means energy. And the source of energy, Adhishthati of energy is Radharani. So this world itself establishes the prominency of Radharani. And then Maharaj took it and he explained that first verse of Bhagavatam, Navin Prabhu spoke, Satyam Param Dhimi and many others, then Tejo Vari Mridam. In this Tej, Tej means energy. Tej means energy. But what is the source of energy? Adhishthati of energy. Adhishthati of energy is Radharani. Then Maharaj was explaining Gayatri. Bhrigo Devasya. Bhrigo means energy. And Devasya means of Dev. Devasya. Devasya means of Dev. That is energy of Dev. And who is Dev? Dev is Krishna. So Krishna's energy. Then what we do? Dhimai. We try to meditate upon. Whom? Krishna's energy. And what is that? Radharani. So Gayatri stresses to meditate upon that. But not directly, it's indirect. That is called Prokshavad. So Krishna's Savroop Shakti is Aladhani Shakti Radharani. Krishna's Savroop Shakti, that his internal potency is, in fact, Aladhani Shakti's name is Radharani. Krishna enjoys Prem Ras to Radharani only. What is called in English? That's it. That he enjoys with by Prem Ras by Radharani only. That's it. I know, with no one else. Then he quoted one shlok, Devi Krishna Mai.
Prokta Radhika Paradevata. Sarva Lakshmi Mai, Sarva Kanti Sammohini Para.
And Maharaj asked him to explain a little bit, and he was explaining, he explained only one word, that is Devi. Devi means